Hi guys, welcome to J for Jesus. I'm your host, Jaden Owens. This podcast is all about sharing the love and gospel message of Jesus Christ. Here we have conversations about faith, purpose, and just, living your everyday life for Jesus Christ. And so let's go ahead and get started. So this is the very, very first episode of this podcast, and I am very excited, to see what God does during this podcast. This is something that's been on my heart for a very, very long time, and to see it finally come to life is truly amazing. Before I get started with this podcast, though, I'm gonna go ahead and pray. So, dear God, we just thank you for this day, God. Thank you for being such an amazing God. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your kindness, God. No one compares to you, Lord. So we just thank you and we honor you, God. Thank you for this podcast, for this platform. Thank you for using me as a vessel, Lord. God, I just pray that you just have your way during this episode and just however you want to speak through me, God, speak. And I really just allow the Holy Spirit to guide me during this episode, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you just bless the people that are watching this podcast and just be with them, God, and give them strength, give them peace, oh God. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, so I'm going to start with a little bit about me. For those of you who don't know me, like I said before, my name is Jaden Owens. I am 22 years old. I've been on this journey for about maybe like a year and a half now. I am currently still in college. I am majoring in child and family services, and I should graduate next year. I have about three sisters, and then I also have three stepsisters. What else? One of my sisters is actually, I have a twin. A lot of people don't know that I have a twin, but we don't look like anything alike. So that's like small facts about me. I really don't do much. Most of the time I'm at work or church, spending time with the Lord. Like I like to do those types of things. But during this first episode, I'm not really going to really dive deep into the Word of God or anything like that. Most so just like my testimony, giving you guys like a little background about me. That way you can really know like who I am. If you don't already know me and know the face behind this podcast. So I'll start with like my childhood and then I'll kind of go into things I dealt with as like a young adult, which I still am a young adult, but kind of things I dealt with before I came to Christ, and then I'll tell you guys how I came to Christ, and then the transition, and basically also talk about like how this podcast was birthed. So to start with my childhood, I say I went through a lot as a child, with like my parents and my sisters and things. But I did also have a good childhood at the same time, but I just went through a lot, and a lot of things I remember from my childhood are not that great. I would say I probably remember the bad stuff more than the good stuff, which I think that's how it goes for like a lot of people. Or there's just times when I do like sit and reminisce about the good things of my childhood. But my parents got divorced when I was pretty young. I was like in kindergarten, and so I really didn't know or have knowledge about like my parents being together or really experienced that since they got divorced at when I was such a young age. So I really didn't understand. After my parents got divorced, I mostly grew up with my dad. He had full custody of me and my sisters, so I really gave him props for that and how he raised us, and he really did the best he could. Both my parents honestly did the best that they could, and I'm very grateful for the both of them. My mom wasn't around for some periods of time of my life, so I would say I really experienced you know, hurt from just like not having a mom around. And she's around now, and it's still like, you know, I've been able to forgive her for the things that she has done for me, but it's like, it's almost like a daily, it's definitely, forgiveness is definitely a daily process. But we're in a much better place now than before. My dad also kind of put us through a lot growing up at times, especially my last 2 years of senior high school. I'm not going to get too much into it because it's really like his testimony to tell, not mine. But my dad, you know, he was there, but, you know, he kind of wasn't there at the same time. And it was kind of hard during that time period of my life, kind of feeling like I had to grow up fast and kind of learn how to do things on my own pretty quickly. But I am really grateful for that, because I will say I'm pretty independent person, from just the things that I experienced as a kid or having to do things on my own. So that has really helped me and shaped me to be independent and to shape me not to rely on anyone for anything. And then, so growing up, so I do have sisters. I kind of always felt like the oddball out when it came to my sisters. They were all pretty close, and I kind of felt like I wasn't as close to them. And some of it was just like my own fault or my own choice in a way, because I was very closed off and reserved as a person. But that was just due to, because I never felt like I could be vulnerable around my family or with my dad. With him being a male, it was a little bit harder for him to open up to us and us open up to him and really show emotions. That's something that he struggled with, and I kind of feel like I kind of picked up on that, so I kind of became like that in a way, from him. But honestly, he really didn't really know any better, just from like the way that he was raised also. So I'm able to like look at like how my parents were raised and not really blame them for the things they did, because that's kind of all they know. But I just know with me, like, I'm making it, like, a habit to really break those cycles and those generation curses that have reoccurred in my family over, you know, generations. So, yeah, I was very closed off, very reserved, never really shared my feelings to anyone, because I never felt like I could. So that still something that I kind of struggle with sometimes, not really saying how I'm feeling or kind of just like keeping it inside and like bottling everything in until it gets to the point where, you know, I kind of just like explode about everything. And so that's like the biggest thing I probably have been, you know, really working on to like show my emotions, show feeling towards people, show emotion. Because I was very carefree growing up, kind of nonchalant in a way. I just didn't really like care about anything, a lot of things really, but now it's like completely different. Now I'm very, I would say, emotional and really care about things. And so yeah, I felt like the oddball growing up, and I kind of still feel that way even now with coming to Christ. Sometimes I feel even more of an oddball, but I think now, like, I realize, like, I always felt like that because, you know, God called me to be different than the people around me. So I have accepted that fact that I'm special, I'm my own person, and God made me this way. So I'm able to appreciate that in effect. A little more about my childhood. When I was in, I would say, I think like 8th grade. Yeah, I believe it was 8th grade. I was touched inappropriate by a boy in my class, and I really didn't know what was happening, and I really didn't, it took me time to kind of process what happened to me and realize like what happened to me was wrong. And I was very innocent at that age, of course, so I really didn't know like much about anything. So I feel like that situation kind of almost like robbed me of my innocence in a way. And even dealing with that, it was something that was really hard for me to deal with over the years, even within like high school. Like, I still went to school with him because nothing really kind of really ever happened in the situation. I mean, the school was told and stuff, but nothing. Like, I felt like nothing really ever, like, happened because I still, like, you know, how to see him. I went to high school with him, all that. So I struggled with that over the years. And as I got older in my adulthood, I actually kind of forgot about, you know, the situation and had put it back in the back of my mind until just recently, a couple months ago, it kind of, like, resurfaced due to, like, I basically had watched this movie and it basically had triggered like the memory. And even just like where I work with kids that do go through these situations. So that also kind of like triggered it, and it was something, you know, like God resurfaced in my mind that so that I would deal with it and be able to talk about it and be able to share people or people who might be struggling with that same thing. So that was a pretty traumatic experience in my life. And just like in my young adulthood, I found my identity in a lot of things, like being pretty, boys, all those things. Growing up, of course, like I clung to boys, really one boy in particular, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. I was used to smoke every day, literally of my life, probably since from like probably like 17 to like I stopped smoking last year. So around like 21, I stopped smoking from that time period. So I used to smoke every day. If it wasn't every day, then it was at least like, you know, multiple times a week. And smoking was just the way that I coped with the problems that I had going around me, or things I wasn't healed from, or if, you know, I had a bad day or I need something, you know, to make me feel some type of way, I would go smoke. And so that was like an idol that I had that I struggled with dealing, an idol that I just had, you know, I would go to weed to basically like, it was a problem solver for me. Not even a problem solver because it really didn't solve problems, but to like stimulate my mind, to ease my mind, to get me off, like to have me not to think about the stuff that was going on around me. So those are pretty much the things I experienced like growing up. So as a child, like I went to church occasionally. Like I was in the choir. There was a time period during my childhood where we used to just, like, we would go every single Sunday, but I was pretty young, and that was the only time that I really went consistently until, like, now. I got baptized at a young age. Even in high school, I kind of went to, like, a small group, but I only went on Wednesdays, and it was kind of like a hangout spot, you know, that we would just go and hang out. I've always believed in God, but I never really was living that life. I always viewed it as, like, a religion and not a relationship like I have now. Like I thought it was just like, you know, I'm like a Christian, but I never followed the principles or really knew what it really meant to really walk with the Lord. So about like last year, is October is when I came to Christ. Like I said before, there was like one particular boy that I clinged to over the years that was my ex-boyfriend. And we were kind of on and off for a period of time for like over 4 years. The majority of, you know, my life, we were kind of on and off. Well, to the point, I say majority, but not majority of my life, but like a majority of like my teenhood going into like young adult. From the time when I was like probably 17 to 21, that's the time that I was kind of being involved with him. And, you know, we did all the things, you know, had sex. We really didn't, I don't, like, there was nothing like really bad about him. It just kind of wasn't, we weren't benefiting each other in any way. And basically, I'm not going to go like way too much in detail, but basically, he broke my heart. I mean, multiple times, and I kind of allowed it to happen. But this last time, that was, like, last year, I felt like, basically, like, my world was ending in a way, which it really wasn't. I was being overdramatic, and he's just a boy. Like, there's no reason to be acting like that. But, you know, when you're in love, like, that's how I guess, like, you know, you feel like after you break up with someone that you really cared about, you feel like your world is ending. And I feel like that. And I had a friend, she was going through a similar situation, and she had been going to church, and she invited me to go one Sunday, and I was like, okay. So basically I went, and from that day forward, my life completely changed, and that was back in October of 2023. I had never felt like how I felt when I went to church. Like, I had never felt God's presence like that before, and even, like, everyone at my church, they're so loving, they're so kind, and I never been around that before. Like, it was almost very overwhelming and strange to me that they were being that nice to me, even though, like, they didn't love me. So that day I went up to the altar when they did altar call, and basically I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I made the decision that, like, I was going to start living my life for Him. So literally I had a desire to grow and really know who Jesus was and everything. So I say I grew pretty rapidly because I was always in my word. Like, I didn't really do anything else besides, like, reading my Bible, listening to different podcasts. I would go to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, surround myself with other Christians. So I just really had a desire to grow. I started serving in my local church pretty quickly in the youth ministry because I love kids, and kids are my passion. So I really started serving fast and really enjoyed that and loved teaching the kids, and I still teach the kids now. I will say, like, this hasn't been, like, the easiest journey, but I honestly wouldn't change it for anything else. God has really healed me from a lot of things I never thought I was going to get healed from, delivered me from things. He's given me peace. He's given me so much joy. Like, He's really done so much for me and blessed me in so many ways that I could ever imagine. Like, I could go on and on and on, but I'll, like, kind of dive deeper once we get into, like, episodes of the podcast of just about, like, small testimonies I've had and things like of that sort. The transition for me from living to the world to living in Christ, it wasn't too bad, I would say. A lot of the principles or stuff, I felt like I already was kind of had those on my own. And really, I was ready to, like, really give up anything. Anything He wanted to me give up, like, I was ready. Like, here, God, like, take it all. Like, I really just wanted to, like, know Him and grow close to Him. I would say the hardest part about my transition was just when it came down to my family. It really shocked them when I started going to church and getting closer to God. And I really did do, like, a complete, like, 360 change. Like, it was kind of crazy. And so that was hard for them. I think even now it's still kind of hard for them. But they gotten a little more used to it. So that was the biggest thing. Like, I really struggle with, like, because obviously, like, they don't really understand the life that I live to some degree. So it's kind of been hard to navigate, and it's still pretty hard for me to navigate. But I'm just really, you know, praying for them that one day, you know, they get saved, and once they get saved and they really understand. So I just try, like, the things they say or do, I kind of just, you know, brush it off, kind of, and just, like, pray for them, because honestly, they really don't know, like, what they're doing. And also, I realized, like, it's not really them that are acting like that. It's the spirit that they have inside of them and my spirit. We're, like, kind of, like, fighting each other or battling each other, because since they're not living in the Word of God, like, obviously, we act completely different, and we have different mindset when it comes to things. So yeah, that would be the hardest thing. And I will say, like, I'm not perfect. Nowhere close to being perfect. Like, during this walk journey, like, I have sinned. Like, I still sin, you know. But I always repent and ask God for forgiveness. And He really has changed my heart and things. And I guess once you grow closer to Christ and go deeper in your relationship, the things you used to do, you don't want to do. Like, you don't crave to do those things anymore. But also, when I have sinned, I have been probably really hard on myself and really haven't given myself grace. So I'm kind of learning, like, to give myself grace and just how not to put myself into certain situations. So it's, like, really a big, you know, learning experience, learning from things. I would say working with God, like you really have to, not working with God, but living your life for God. Like it's really a transition and you're transitioning every single day. And the good part is like God gives us grace, he gives us mercy. And so I'm very grateful and honored that he gives us those things because I definitely need it sometimes. But yeah, that's pretty much really like the transition. I'll probably go deeper. Well, I definitely will go deeper as we go into the episode, but I just wanted to give like a basis of me. And now, so this podcast, this was something that God laid on my heart back in October. So this past October 2024, to do. It was during a fast. I was fasting for 21 days, and I honestly didn't even finish the fast before he even gave me like this vision. But I was basically decided I was going to fast to kind of seek what God wanted to take me in my life. And about like the second or third week of me fasting, he told me to start a podcast. And I was like, are you sure? Like, I was like, God, like, are you sure you want me to do this? Like, you want me to start a podcast? The most like person who doesn't like to talk. I'm very shy. I'm very reserved. Like, I don't like talking. So it's just like, I was like, God, get someone else to start a podcast. Cause me. So for a very, very long time, I was really being disobedient because I was like, I'm not doing this. I was walking in so much fear, anxiety. I was like what I'm like, how I'm going to start a podcast. And cause I was such full of shame and embarrassment of my past and even like mistakes or sins that I have committed. Like I was like, I'm not the person for this, but it just shows like how God can really use what you are ashamed of, embarrassed by, or insecure about. Like he can use that to bring glory to his name, and he will use that to bring glory to his name. And you know, the things that you're struggling with, he can use that, and you can use that to be able to reach other people and bring people to Christ from them seeing you and seeing how you navigated and worked through those things. So yeah, I was walking in a lot of fear. I had a lot of doubt about myself also, about doing this, and just, you know, the devil was really, really in my head about doing this podcast. But and I honestly didn't think I was really going to go through with it. Like, I was like, oh, I'm saying I'm doing this, but I'm not really going to do this. But no, it got to the point where God was convicting me. And he was like, okay, I told you to do this. Like, when are you going to do it? Like, so I really felt like I was being disobedient, which I was. So I was like, okay. And honestly, now we're here. And this is very crazy. I'm very excited to see where God takes this podcast, and just honored that God is allowing me and using me to be a vessel for his people. And I just really pray that this podcast really changed someone's life and just helps people grow in the word of God and just helps them to have peace and joy and all those things. The name of this podcast was really actually my sister's idea. I really couldn't think of a name, and me and my sister were on FaceTime one night, and we were just kind of like, I was like, bro, I need a name for this podcast. I don't even know what it should be. And she was like, I think you should name it J for Jesus. And I was like, no, I don't like that. She was like, okay. And then really after that, I was like, wait a minute. That's actually low-key kind of fly. Like, I like the name. So, yeah, that's literally how I got this name. So, yeah, I'm definitely very excited. And really can't wait. I already kind of have planned out, like, the next few episodes I'm going to do, but really like this podcast is just to really glorify God and bring glory to his name and help reach his people and help people be free from whatever they're going through, be delivered, like whatever he wants to do through this podcast. Like I'm allowing him to have full control because this is all for him. This is not for my own personal gain. Like it's just to glorify the Lord. So whatever he wants to do and take this, I am going to do that and just obey him. And I'm really stepping out in faith with doing this podcast. So that's pretty much all I have for you guys today. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Also, I'm very open to, like, if there's any topics or anything you guys want me to talk about, I'm open to that. And just seeing, like, kind of like what you guys want to learn about or hear me discuss. Make sure to follow me on all my social media platforms. I'm on really just TikTok, Instagram, and then obviously YouTube, of course. And they're all the same. They're all going to be J for Jesus. So thank you guys for watching. And I just pray that you guys have a blessed week or blessed day, you know, whenever you're watching this. Yeah.